Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our new friend on the show. Robert Grady is here, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. This is his third edition. He's also a syndicated columnist. He's also either has been, if not still is, a professor of marketing and in Wisconsin. I'll get him to tell us about that in just a minute. But he's here to talk to us about marketing in the 21st century in what I call the age of the customer. Robert Grady, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. You're also the author of some other books on marketing and a novel or two. Are you still teaching?
I do occasionally, though, only as a guest instructor.
Yeah, but you've also got your own marketing and strategic planning firm, too, don't you?
That's correct.
The Grady Company.
Most of my time is spent in consulting, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, tell us about marketing in what I'm calling the age of the customer. How's it different?
I tell you, I was listening to your show a little bit earlier when you were talking about how for 10,000 years it's been the age of the seller, and more recently it's the age of the customer. I think you're absolutely right on. It's never has that been more true. We as customers vote with our dollars, and it's all about discovering what our needs are and changing those needs into wants. Everyone needs food, clothing, and shelter, but mm-hmm. It's up to us as marketers or small business people to make our customers want, well, in case of food, we want you to buy from our restaurant, or mm-hmm. In the case of clothing, we want you to buy our clothes, or shelter, we want you to buy our house. It's all about developing those needs and turning them into wants.
Well, and that's always been that way. As you talk about marketing in your new book, the third edition, how have things changed from when you first launched the first edition back in 97?
Well, back in the 1990s, I was telling companies, hey, you really need to have a website, because back then a lot of companies, particularly small companies, did not.
Right.
In the second edition,
many of them still don't, sadly.
Well, that may be, but you know, on the other hand,
we can't. After all these years, we can't help them anymore.
That may be true, but on the other hand, almost every kid could have his own website. I mean, so many.
Yeah.
It's so easy to make them today.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second edition talked about adding e-commerce, and this third edition really includes all social media.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest change, I'd have to say, over time, Jim, has been the development of online sources. It's not so much the fundamentals of marketing that change. It's really the tools. It's the tools in your toolbox that change.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you had only three television stations,
right.
Broadcast TV stations, and
right.
Then along came cable.
That's when I was my father's remote control.
Sure, and folks don't even remember.
Get up, boy, and change it to CBS.
Yeah, and so today it's all about the multiple choices, and the fractured customers are in so many different target markets. It's so difficult to reach them because they are so fractured into so many different media that you can use.
So you're saying customers are no longer in predictable places.
That's right. They're much harder to reach because
right.
There are so many different places that they can be.
Right. So what do we do about that?
Well, the fundamentals remain the same, Jim. You have to continue to use the same basic fundamentals. How you apply the tools are what's changed. The different tools that you have in your toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
How you use them remains the same. It's how you apply them and how the different tools that you can use are applied.
And you're not saying the old tools are obsolete. You're just saying that they're now two or three or four in a kit bag of maybe 20.
It's more like two or three or four in a kit bag of maybe 200.
Okay.
I mean, think about the number of FM stations, the number of cable TV choices, the number of different magazines, both online and hard copy. Back in the day, I mean, if you wanted to do a direct mail campaign, you sent it to everybody. Now you can focus on literally a square block at a time, mm-hmm. or only one side of the street.
You can pinpoint, yeah.
Absolutely.
Also,
here's an example, Jim. I know a guy who sold only to the west side of the street. And the reason was he wanted to reach people he was selling umbrellas, outdoor umbrellas.
Right.
And he wanted to reach people on the west side of the street because they got sun in the afternoon in their backyard. I'm telling you, you can pinpoint marketing that easily or that quickly.
Right. And you can do that from a mass, and that's from a mass standpoint. But you can also micro in terms of your online indexing of your website, the local search. All that is part of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the things I talk about in the book is how to target market using what I call the 80-20 rule. If you think about it, about 80% of your sales comes from 20% of your customers.
The Pareto principle, yeah.
Sure, and if you look at that 20%, they have specific characteristics. They're either other small businesses or they are, you know, one-legged midgets. Okay, whatever mm-hmm. your target market might be, if you're selling primarily to one-legged midgets, the ideal would be to sell to more of those. And so you have to identify what your 20% is, identify their characteristics, both demographically and what we call psychographically, their habits, their behaviors, their beliefs, their practices. And then once you've identified that target, you simply sell to others just like it.
Right. And so that's a way of generating interest in which is marketing, generating the knowledge that you're available and the interest in your products. But that's the only part of it, right? That's just the awareness part. Then you've got to make them want to do business with you, right?
Well, there's kind of a formula. You start with awareness and then visibility, and then you move into credibility. And once you've got into the credibility side, the credibility says, here's why my product makes sense for you, and more so than a competing product or an alternative product or service. And then finally you follow up with, here's where to get it, and here's why it's good to buy it now.
Right.
So you want to create that action. You know, it's all part of a process. But you begin with the attention, grabbing attention. If they aren't aware of you, you're never going to be in their universe of choices.
Robert, hold on to that thought. Will you give us the website, please?
I'm sorry?
Your website?
My website is robertgrady.com. Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
And the book is called...
Naked Marketing, the Bare
Essentials. Now it's out in its third edition, ladies and gentlemen, available wherever books are sold. When we come back, I'm going to ask Robert to tell us about his thoughts on social media in the 21st century. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.